This is the new TC Pride Podcast, Episode 20, on location coverage of Sunday at the History Pavilion at Pride 2016. Twin Cities Pride Podcast on location in Loring Park at the History Pavilion, Pride Weekend 2016. I'm here with my friend,
Anita Kozan.
And Anita, can you please tell me, first of all, what does Pride mean to you?
Really, to me, it's an opportunity for people to come together and stand tall and accept each other however we look, however we are. And as a person who is bisexual, it's really about me being visible as well. I think in my earliest Pride experiences, I didn't know that I was bi. I knew that I felt a great affinity to the community, and I don't even know if the word bi, at least in my vocabulary, I hadn't learned it yet. So I was helping a jeweler sell jewelry here, and then I ended up riding my motorcycle in a parade when I finally realized who I am and came out as the only bi person in this group of gay and lesbian people from Alina Hospital. So I have a lot of good memories. And now I co-host, along with Marge Charmley, my friend, we co-host a show called Bi Cities, a local cable access TV show. So we have lots of memories of being in the parade and waving from standing on the seat of my pickup truck with our heads and hands out the sunroof. And so we have lots of good memories of Pride. I feel so happy about the things that have happened in the United States. I mean, certainly I feel incredibly sad about Orlando. But just having gotten back from Amsterdam, I can tell you that all of Europe is dedicating their Pride Fests to the people of Orlando. And that just meant so much for me to hear that when I was there. But I think today at this Pride, it's just so much fun to see people of all ages and decorating ourselves however we want to do it and appreciating each other, enjoying each other's spirits and colors and happiness.
Samil, Pride for me is about feeling out and feeling safe and feeling welcomed among a group of people who typically respect each other and typically are very welcoming and funny and fun. And I love it. Yeah, it's great. So I'm from the UK, and the first Pride I went to, I think, was 20... I don't know, but I went there on my own, and I didn't tell anyone else I was going. I wasn't out at the time, and it was just great. And I accidentally got into the parade part of it and started like meeting all the people at Google and other companies. And I was just shocked by how there was this whole world out there. And this was back in the day when there would be loads of people with big signs saying, there would be like a police conflict with all the kind of groups who are quite homophobic and all the other side who were way more fun and like making kind of sexual innuendo comments to them, and I felt like I was on the right side for once, and that was good. So with these last two prides, I've been in the Twin Cities for over a year now, and I feel like there is a bit of a change. I mean, the last one was just after the gay marriage passed, and this one's just after Orlando, and I feel there are differences to the general atmosphere, but at the core, I think it's the same. It's the same feeling. Yeah, you know, that's another thing. It feels very similar, and that's a strange striking. Obviously, they're both Western countries with lots of same language, similar cultures. So I am not saying, and obviously, like being gay or whatever that means, it's different in different places. But I felt like there's a core kind of, I can't put a word for it, a core kind of feeling that just resonates wherever you are among gay people, among trans people, among bi people, among queer people, and that's a wonderful feeling. Yeah, happy Pride. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I actually thought about this a lot after the Orlando shooting. I think Pride is about family, about friendship, about connection, and be visible to the world. probably just take claim of what we are and then who we are in the world. I just moved to Minneapolis last year in July, so I missed last year Pride. This is my first Minneapolis Pride. It's great. It's fun. I love the energy. I love the people. They're so friendly and smile all around. So that's what I look for, the smile, the happiness. Happy Pride.
Marge Charmley. I think Pride is just an opportunity to come out and celebrate who we are and to be out and proud and to be around a lot of other people that, you know, are kindred spirits. You know, I think one of my early prides was just coming out to Loring Park, probably was in the 90s, and just kind of feeling like Alice in Wonderland, you know, that it was home and there are a lot of cool people and it was really neat to just be out and about. Yeah, Bi Cities is a program by, for, and about the bi community and our friends and allies. We first went on the air in Minneapolis-St. Paul, or the Bi Cities, in September of 2002. And we are currently revamping, but we've been on the air ever since. And for a while, we were also on the internet for about 6 years. And so we're just kind of, our studio moved about a year ago, so we had to, you know, stop filming for about a year, and now we're in the process of getting revamped and getting back on the air. So it's the longest running show in the history of the world on bisexuality. Almost 300 episodes over the years, so. Yeah. One of the things I really love is that I think the parade is becoming more bi-inclusive. And I was talking to Anita, the co-producer on Bi Cities, and we were noticing today in the parade that there are a lot more people that were clapping for us and enthusiastic about our float when it went by. So that was the first time I've seen that much enthusiasm for bi folk.
Cass, Pride is a celebration for us all. In the community, it's a celebration for me, it's a celebration for my family and those I love, and I always say I'm gay proud year-round, not just today. I can't quite pinpoint it because I was a small child, but I was raised with numerous gay uncles, and I didn't know any differently, so I always have to make people argue things, and I have to say I'm the wrong person to argue it with because I didn't know any differently. In fact, my parents, I had to go to them as a child and say, why do people say these things? Because I didn't know differently. Well, it's always special. It's always fun. You get to see people be themselves more of an expression than they do on a daily basis, even though we are, you know, the great city of Minneapolis where you have a lot more freedoms than other places. And this year is great. Of course, every year is, and I know it's kind of heavy on people's hearts with Orlando like that, but I do remember just after the marriage amendment passed and the joy that was here that a couple years ago, as far as the eye could see, that year was extra special. I was just talking to my friend about, I remember being a small child and my 7 going on 25 age group and realizing how I was different and my family was different. And not just gender equality and gay rights and all those things like that. But I remember thinking, oh, when you go to college, everybody says you can do what you want. Or when I grow up, then everyone will get it. I'll grow up. I have those years. People will finally figure it out and get it. And they'll be like my family and understand. So I remember having hope for that as a 7-year-old. And unfortunately being sorely disappointed, even as an adult at 20 years old, that was not the case, but I still have hope. Happy Pride.
Kathy.
Karen Bodine.
And can I ask each of you, what does Pride mean to you?
To me, it means just showing and being able to express who I am freely in everyday life with people that are like mine and, yeah, just, you know, being able to be me without recriminations or people judging or feeling judged. So that's the main thing, I think, and having fun.
Well, she said a lot of what I would have said. For me, it really means freedom, and for people to be free to do and be and act however they want and to love whoever they want. And, you know, the freedom of that expression.
Well, for me, my first Pride was in San Diego, California, in 1992, say. And the very first Pride I went to, this is no lie, we had walked into, it was fenced off, about a 10-foot fenced area, about maybe not even a half a mile, you know, it was, so we were walking in this Pride thing, gravel, tables, and we were fenced in, and we had to pay, I think, $5, yeah, so that was my very first one. Then, you know, they got a little bit better, and then we moved to the park. We were on the outskirts of the park, because if you don't know, San Diego was quite conservative back in the day. It was very conservative. And so then we moved to Balboa Park, and that was lovely. We still had to pay to get in, but it was a lot better, and it was really nice. But that was my first one here was in, I don't know, 99 or something like that, and much better. And it was just totally different. The experience was totally different. It was open. That's what I liked about it. And they, of course, the location is great as well. So,
well, that's actually a hard question because I can't remember. So I can't remember if I was coming here to the event or was I staffing a booth for Minneapolis Mediation Program. So it was really great. I really love it's such a colorful event, and it is great people watching. And then again, you know, there's freedom to express yourself however you want. And then working a booth, it was like, okay, this is cool. I liked it because it felt to me like I was a part of that openness, and it really I kind of felt included in it then. So it was really, I really enjoy it.
Thank you. And so each of you have been to a few prides. So how does it feel to be experiencing it this way today with all these people in this beautiful location, and maybe even comparison to your first one, where it was just gravel and fences or whatever, right? So how does it feel to be experiencing pride this way with everybody?
I loved it. I loved the, you know, just coming here. I think especially in light of the recent events in Orlando and how they, you know, massacred our family, and just to see that people weren't, you know, shy about coming. And I love that, you know, it's people of all walks of life and all faiths and everything, you know. So, yeah, it felt great. So it was a good day.
Thank you so much. And how does it feel for you to be celebrating it this way with all these people today?
Well, we started out at the parade. So we got there early, got good seats, and we brought chairs. And the thing that really impacted me were all of the politicians that show up in the parade. You know, Governor Dayton was here. Is he the first governor of Minnesota that has ever attended a pride parade? And I love some of the things, like the churches came out. There was a Muslim presence. You know, it's kind of like, we love people, you know? And it was all okay, whatever the message was, whoever was there. And it just, you know, using that word freedom again, I just think it's about freedom.
The TC Pride Podcast has been a production of Podletter Media and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes or Google Play and submit your first Pride story at myfirstpride.org.